الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله, we are grateful to be back in these gatherings. We've had a little travel, and alhamdulillah, travel is a real misery, and there's benefit in it, but there's a real misery in it when you're getting older. And it takes you a long time to recover from it nowadays. We ask Allah's help. But we had some experiences, inshallah, we share one with you. And that was, we went to Senegal and to visit in-law family, meet the family of my niece. And while we were there, they took us on, you know, the usual tourist rounds. And we went to Gori Island, which is the island from which the captured Africans were taken from Africa to America. And they showed us the door of no return, where that was the door that they went through. And I was thankful to Allah that I was Muslim and I hadn't taken this trip when I wasn't. Because when you see the place where people were, you know, oppressed and brutally just treated without knowing Allah, it would put you in a different, very different place. And I think that's what happens to people when they revisit places like that and they're not grounded in deen. Because unless you recognize in going there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the doer, and you have a good opinion about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will tend to look at who did this, to place the blame on someone for this atrocity. But when you know that Allah is the doer, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and the fact that you have a good opinion about Allah, that looking from my own eyes, the whole situation happened so that I could be a Muslim.
Hey.
That Islam would come to me. There may be other products that happen for other people, but we have to see that Allah intended good, and good came out of it. And this is in everything in our life, in fact, because people have met with atrocities in their lives and all kinds of traumas and terrible things that they've witnessed with their eyes. Well, subhanAllah, what the people of Gaza are experiencing and seeing right now is beyond. But even in that, it is to know that Allah is the one who is arranging all of these things, and that there is a wisdom and there is good in it for the believer. As it says, the beautiful thing about the believer is that everything is good for him. If he gets something good, he's grateful. And if he gets something difficult, he's what he has seen. And so, if you focus on what was done, it will just make you angry and it will make you, you know, hard on other people who you place the blame on. But if you realize that there's some purpose and Allah knows best what it is and that He intends good for you, you can benefit from it. And then you have to let it go. And that's what all of these things that happen in your life, you have to let them go and don't revisit them. Don't go into, you know, how it happened and all of that. It's best to leave it behind you and move forward. And people say, oh, that's such a hard thing. They say, oh, you know, you don't know what I suffered. Well, it's repeating it over and over and over again that makes it really a torture for you.
In that.
So the minute you put it behind, whatever lesson you can learn from it, whatever benefit you can get from it, get the benefit and then leave the rest. Don't continue to, you know, repeat it over and over again. So that was the trip to Senegal. It was really, there's one other thing, and then I'll stop because I could go on. But subhanAllah, this is one thing. Again, I was glad I was Muslim when I went to the Muslim world. Because when you go to the Muslim world and you're from the U.S. and you converted to Islam, you are expecting when you get to the Muslim land to just see Islam in its finest, you know, just, oh boy, you know, this is the land of the Muslims and they're just, you know, this is where we are. This is our place. And whether you go to Saudi, whether you go, I don't care which city it is you go to, you see the McDonald's, you see the Burger King, you see all of these. The people dressed like they dress here and they're moving like they move here. And you say, wow, where's the Muslim? Where's the Muslim country? But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a desert, he puts oasis.
Yeah.
Like El Makassid is an oasis.
Yeah.
All around it is desert. There won't be a lot of oases. There'll be few. In Senegal, it's Touba. Really a beautiful city. I said, to me, there's nothing in Senegal but Touba. There's nothing in Pennsylvania but El Makassid. And there's nothing in a lot of places except that there's these gatherings where these people are. And that's what we have to focus on, those places. And we have to benefit from those places. And then we can travel through the desert and survive, inshallah, and thrive in those conditions. So, inshallah, you know, whether it's the Muslim country or it's this U.S. country or any Western country, it is we have to find these places. And then attach ourselves to it and the people in it. And then, inshallah, wonderful things will happen for us. And we'll see the beauty because we'll only be looking at these places and not the rest of the desert. So may Allah give us, you know, tawfiq and help us with this. Allahumma wa bihamdik wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.